Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
It's a full-fledged invasion of young people in their blue and gold jackets into downtown Indianapolis. Everywhere you turn, there's hundreds of these young people in their blue and gold jackets exploring the downtown Indianapolis area and this FFA convention. Some of these FFA members are actively competing for national championships, including Adrienne Blakey of Stillwater, Oklahoma FFA. She's in the final four today of the National Extemporaneous Speech Contest. That'll be happening late this morning. We'll have results on that Friday night. It's Stars Over America time today as the final judging happens on four categories, and then the stars will be announced tonight. Included in that competition, Star Farmer of America finalist Tyler Steithman of Garber and Rodeo announcer and star finalist in agribusiness Garrett Yerrigan from Pryor.
From the first day I stepped into the FFA building as an eighth grader, I never imagined the impact that this blue and gold jacket would have on my career. Through the endless support from my ag teachers, you know, pushing me to be better each and every day, to the record keeping, you know, the SAE books have helped me see where my bottom line is, you know, what events have been profitable, which ones not so much. The public speaking skills, for obvious reasons, to be able to get up there and fluently communicate in front of sometimes 10,000 people at a time. You have to know how to be fluent with your speech and keep people entertained for that time. And I mean, there's just so many different things that I never truly realized until I got out of high school, graduated, and then I look back on it and go, oh wow, my teachers were right. I mean, and I hate to admit that somebody was right, but there's many times that I've looked back and thought I would have never harnessed that skill without those FFA advisors.
Garrett Yerrigan from Pryor, star finalist in agribusiness, or other star finalists in Oklahoma for 2016. Star farmer finalist Tyler Snythman from Garber, who says, yep, agriculture's kind of tough right now. He's got a diversified ag operation that he's running in the Garber area. He says one of the things he's attempted to do to make up for low prices in agriculture, looking at value-added opportunities on his farm.
What I really strive to focus on is areas that I can make my own prices, areas I can be a price maker. And so I've you know, really put an emphasis on my alfalfa operation, trying to sell as much alfalfa where I can set that price. This past year I sold almost 8,000 bushels of certified seed wheat, so trying to really push my certified seed wheat sales. And in addition to that, I have a bred heifer development program where I'm purchasing heifers, running them on wheat pasture, backgrounding them with corn silage during the fall, and then turning around in the spring and trying to sell those as bred replacements. And so all those enterprises allow me to try to set my own price.
The announcement of who the stars will be happens tonight. You've got Farm News on Ron. Our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, October 21st on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time, 19,000 head to sell, 3,700 yearling steers, 2,400 yearling heifers, 8,300 weaned calves, and 2,900 calves on cows. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Our coverage from Indianapolis, a service and part of ITC, your energy superhighway. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.